you want to go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Kanika Tomlin, Deputy Mayor and City Administrator of the City of St. Pete, mother to Kai and Nia.
And how many years have you been in St. Pete?
I was born and raised in St. Pete. I've lived and gone to school in a few other places, but without question, St. Pete is home.
And what organizations are you involved in?
Well, as Deputy Mayor and City Administrator, I'm fortunate to have a hand in many organizations and efforts across the city. In many ways, I serve as an emissary between the community's prioritized initiatives and the efforts that unfold here in City Hall. Some of these range from the Innovation District to USF St. Pete's Diversity and Inclusion Task Force, work with the 2020 program and One Community, the Downtown Partnerships and Arts Alliances Economic Development Strategy, the Chamber of Commerce and Grow Smarter efforts. There are many partnerships that appropriately keep me busy.
What gets you out of bed every day?
Possibilities get me out of bed every day. This kind of amazing opportunity to create great change for my family and for our community, really everyone who calls St. Pete home. I couldn't lay in bed if I tried, I don't think. There's so much to do, and we're in such a special moment where it all feels incredibly possible. I am excited to jump up every day.
Why St. Pete?
Why not St. Pete? St. Pete is a progressive piece of paradise that is focused with laser-like precision on attaining the fullness of its potential. So awesome. We're meaningfully moving along this margin of excellence from great to iconic city, and the people who call this place home are the undeniable reason why. My family's been choosing St. Pete for 5 generations. My children are just about at the age where they will begin to make choices about where their stories will unfold. They see themselves as global citizens. They'd be willing to live and build a life anywhere in the world on just about every continent. And I want St. Pete to be innovative, creative, and competitive enough to always merit ranking at the tops of their list and the list of everyone who is making like considerations about where they're going to pursue their dreams.
Who are some people that influence you?
Well, I think I'm most influenced by light bearers. No one specific person, but any kind of light bearer I'm fortunate to encounter. Sometimes it's my parents or my children, sometimes a coworker or a friend, or it's often a complete stranger. But, you know, there are these moments of pure light where someone, through their actions, maybe a thought or a word, most highly honors the divinity of the person or group with whom they are interacting. And in that moment, you can feel the world made brighter, kinder, more decent, and we move closer to our purpose. And I'm so inspired by those moments because that's when love is the undisputed champion. And in each one of those moments, I try to recommit to the mindfulness of bearing as much light of my own as I can.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, practice that you would share with our readers?
A practice that I would share is the criticality and importance of meditation and the peace that it brings with whatever is happening in the now. A couple of books I would recommend. I'm reading a few great books, all of them I'd recommend as great tools of insight for navigating through this time of awakening that we're currently experiencing, and not only in America, but all across the world. Mountains Beyond Mountains is a profound story about a physician, Paul Farmer, who has built a life building health access and outcomes in Haiti. And it's a transformative read. It really helps ground you in the understanding of the difference one person with convictions can make for millions of other people. And a couple of others that I would definitely recommend are Cast by Isabel Wilkerson and The Tyranny of Merit by Michael Sandel. Great reads for anyone who's interested in learning more about the constructs that guide much of our past and current thinking about race in America.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
One thing I wish I knew about our work 3 years ago, that we'd reach so many of the amazing goals that seemed almost insurmountable at times. decreasing African-American poverty in St. Pete by 30% by the year 2020, for example, or finalizing construction of the St. Pete Pier in the middle of a pandemic, or building strong trust between our police department and our community. I mean, if I knew how many shots we'd sink, I would have gone for even more balls.
And lastly, what's next?
What a question. Who knows, but I cannot wait to see.